Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 20th. Happy Saturday. Many of our church members, 78 of us, are headed to Horizon City Church, also to Orlando, Florida, to serve in a sports camp / VBS to help support this church plant. Many of us are traveling today and some of us tomorrow. Please be in prayer for safety, for the team, for us to be a blessing to Horizon City Church, and for all those who participate to feel like it was a worthwhile experience as we serve God together. We are almost to the end of Genesis. I'm kind of sad, actually, as we've been reading Joseph's story. I've really enjoyed this time together. Today we'll read Genesis 47, starting in verse 27, and we'll read through verse 31. Again, my voice is froggy this week. I'm so sorry. Now the Israelites settled in Egypt, in the region of Goshen. They acquired property there and were fruitful and increased greatly in number. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147. When the time drew near for Israel to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "If I have found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and promise that you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they are buried. I will do as you say," he said. "Swear to me," he said. Then Joseph swore to him, and Israel worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. It seems as though Jacob is reflecting upon his life as he makes arrangements for his death and asks Joseph to bury him where his kinfolk have been buried. What stood out to me in this passage is that Jacob was moved to worship the Lord. As he looked back over his life and this season where God had provided so bountifully for him in restoring him to his son Joseph and also providing for his family in the famine, he worshiped the Lord. What is it today that you can look back on and be moved to worship God? Lord, we don't want to think about you as an idea, but as a person who loves us even in the midst of our messiness. And we thank you, Lord. Please move our hearts to worship you today. Our second passage is Proverbs chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. These are different pithy proverbs of Solomon, different short little sayings that you might want to stop and meditate on. So I encourage you, after I read, to pick one of them and to take a few minutes to meditate on what God might be saying to you through His Word today. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures are of no value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. He who winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I think about worshiping the Lord, one of the things that leads my heart to worship is to think about God's character. It's been quite some time since we've done this, but I'd like to take us through the alphabet and give just at least one or two words from each letter that describe our Lord as we pray together. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, bread of life, counselor and comforter, we praise you. For you are our defender, our deliverer, and our great high priest. You have brought us eternal life. You are from everlasting to everlasting, a father, and yet a friend who loves us even in our messiness. You are the giver of every good gift. You are our healer, our helper, our hiding place. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our intercessor, for reminding us in the Gospel of John that you are I Am, that you are the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. We thank you, Lord, that you are a jealous God, as Wayne preached about last week, that you want us to love you because you know that that will bring true life. You are King of Kings and the light of the world, our Messiah, the name above all names. You are omnipresent, meaning you are everywhere, and you're omnipotent. You are all-powerful. The Prince of Peace, quick to hear, our refuge, our rock, our Redeemer. You are our great shepherd and teacher, the one who is unchanging and understanding and unsearchable, the victor over sin, death, hell, and the grave. You are our wonderful counselor, the exalted one, Yahweh, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you are Zion's righteous king. And so we say, Lord Jesus, come, for we desire to be with you. And while you reign in heaven, we ask also that you would reign on the thrones of our hearts. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today, wherever they may be. May grace and peace fall upon them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.